This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station. I'm Keith Pahan, and if I'm not Keith Pahan, I'm somebody else who's impersonating him. That would be an interesting thing, wouldn't it? Well, very nice, of course, to have you with us for another edition of the program. Of course, we're going to be getting to some of the correspondence that has come in, and also just, you know, some good music and to chit-chat about some other things that we have going on. And we have quite a few things going on. Now, I know that many of you, including in this part of the world, just went through a holiday. Well, we have another one coming up, and I'll tell you about that a little later on in the program. Let's begin right away with a song that I thought would be a nice way to begin. It's a very cheerful song. It's called Karma Chameleon. It's performed by Culture Club, of course, with the lead singer being Boy George. You know, it's funny because I have a couple of solo albums that he did, and this is a guy who really does have a nice voice.
I'm a man come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon.
You come and go. You come and go.
Loving will be the evening colors.
Boy George and Culture Club with Karma Chameleon beginning today's edition of the program. Well, I've kept you in suspenders long enough. I don't know. It's time now to go to this week's mailbag. All right. We have quite a few things to get to today. First, I want to say hello to, let me pick up the package right here. It literally is. Civilly in Mentor, Ohio. Hello to you. Hello to Igor Karavets from Lviv in Ukraine. Hello to Sandro Blatter in Schwarzenbach, Switzerland. Next, hello to our good friend, Stephen Frizzy, who we actually know because he takes part in some of the Facebook page discussions that we have. And he lives in the Isle of Wight. And by the way, Stephen, here's a little trivia question for you. Name me a car that was made in the Isle of Wight. Yes, there was an automotive industry. Well, I wouldn't exactly call it an industry, but there was a car that was made in the Isle of Wight many, 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 many years ago. And I want to see if you know the history of it and if you know what car it is. I'll give you a clue. The car is no longer in production, and it is the strangest looking production car ever. It was even featured on Top Gear. If you know what it is, let me know, or just post it on our Facebook page. Next, hello to Peter Wagler in Germany and Chris Gibbs in the United Kingdom. We have one here from a listener in Germany, and I'm not sure if they've written before. The name does seem familiar. His name is Horst Savosky, and he says, hello from Sangerhausen, which is where he lives in Germany. I received your special broadcast on shortwave. I really enjoyed the show, the nice live talks, as well as the rather unknown persons of the radio scene, good music, and the spirit of the Happy Station. I remember the Happy Station with Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer during my early days listening to radio. While I'm 57 years old now, I'm still a keen radio listener. Nice to join Happy Station show again after a long time. Hope you keep up the tradition of peace, cheer, and joy. Thank you very much. And he said the complete live show was an additional surprise for me. You never know what can happen during these shows, but it always is an excellent result to see that nothing did go wrong. I have to tell you, you know, I was kind of hoping that something would go wrong, you know. Well, we had a few things that went wrong. I remember when we were calling people up, a few days before we did the show, I said, look, if there's anybody out there who wants to take part in the show, send me your phone number and, you know, we'll try to squeeze you in. And we had an outpouring of people writing in. Even during the show, we had approximately, I think in the first 15 minutes, it must have been around maybe 30 or 40 people that sent emails saying, oh, you know, call me. And we tried. But guess what? They didn't answer. Which was sort of silly, you know. A few people that we told about, because of the time zones that the show was going across, I said, look, you know, we're calling you on Sunday morning. And they went, what time? I said, sometime between like 8:45 and 9:30. Are you going to be awake? And people say, oh, yes, yes, sure, sure, I'll be awake. And as you may remember, we called up and they were sleeping. Well, anyway, thank you very much, host, for your letter. The next one here comes from Harold Waring, who lives in East Hampton, Massachusetts. I believe this is East Hampton, Massachusetts. Not the UK. No, it is the United States, East Hampton in Massachusetts. And he says, a very entertaining and wonderful way to celebrate Christmas. Yes, we're still talking about Christmas, even though it gets a few weeks past. I recorded the program and played it for my grandkids on Christmas Day. They loved it. Well, thank you very much. And we have, by the way, sent off your QSL to verify your reception report. Next one we have here is from a listener who I apparently met, Chris Lobel. Lobdell, L-O-B-D-E-L-L, Lobdell. And Chris lives in Stoneham, Massachusetts in the United States. It was nice to hear another live Happy Station show, which is, well, I just heard here in Jerry Berg country. Jerry Berg is a guest that we've had on the show who's written a lot of books about radio. Actually, Jerry and I have been DX friends since 1971. He writes good books, and I delve into the world of pirate radio. He is jolly good. He has fun, isn't it? We actually talked briefly at the SWL Fest in Pennsylvania a few years ago. We did? When did I go to the SWL Fest again? That was for the 25th anniversary. I think was it in 2012? Yes, it was in 2012. Hope you can make another fest one of these days. Well, I actually considered it last year, and I did consider it this year, but you have to realize there's a little bit of a problem. And the problem is, it's not exactly like, say, if I want to go to Tokyo tonight for dinner. I just go to the airport, buy a ticket, I get on a plane, I'm in Tokyo. This is going halfway across the world. And for those who hadn't heard the story, when I went to the SWL Fest for the 25th anniversary, first of all, I went because it was the 25th anniversary, and it was 3 days. And I remember this is the shortened version of the itinerary. I woke up 4:30 in the morning, went to the airport for 6 o'clock, got on a flight from Taoyuan Airport here in Taiwan to Hong Kong, stayed in Hong Kong for 2 hours, then got on a Cathay Pacific flight, direct flight, to Kennedy Airport in New York City. And it was one of those flights where, I mean, the flight itself was almost, if not short by 15 minutes, it was almost 18 hours. An 18-hour flight. Now, what was funny about it, I've flown long distances before, but I've never flown anything like an 18-hour flight on one single airplane. No stops, just direct. And I think it was after about 5 hours. We still had a long time to go. After about 5 hours, I kept looking at my watch going, oh my God, this trip is just way too long. Oh, way too long, way too long, way too long. I should have flown through San Francisco. But San Francisco, of course, is not as close to Plymouth Meeting as New York City is. And then another 2 hours pass. I keep looking, and I think I must have watched every movie that was on the in-flight entertainment system. I even had movies on my iPad, and after a while I got bored, and I couldn't sleep on the plane. And, oh my God, it was just absolutely dreadful. So when we arrived in New York, you would think, well, that would be the end of it. Well, not exactly, because I still had to make my way to Philadelphia. And I thought, well, I have a day to go. I just spent 18 hours awake flying, so I think I'll take it easy for a bit. Which I did. So I stayed in New York City one night and walked around New York City around like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, which is also always very fascinating. Next morning, I woke up quite early, had breakfast, then met Thomas Witherspoon from Ears to Our World, who was also in New York and going down to Philadelphia. So we met in Philadelphia. We met in New York, headed to Philadelphia together. Then we get to Philadelphia. Then we have to go to Plymouth Meeting. Now, Plymouth Meeting is not exactly a suburb of Philadelphia. It's way out there, you know. And then had to get a taxi. I think it was around maybe almost $100 or something, to head to Plymouth Meeting. By the time I got to Plymouth Meeting, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you know, you can be really tired, right? Really, really tired. and you just get a bad case of the giggles. So I walked into the hotel and I just started laughing because I had been awake for I don't know how many hours already. Checked in. And I thought, well, everything starts tomorrow. Maybe I can sleep for a bit. But that didn't happen either because of the time difference and suffering jet lag. Oh, so if you're asking me if I'm going to go anytime soon again, we'll put it this way. If the SWL Fest, Chris, was more than 2 days, okay, if it was, say, 3 days or 4 days, I would definitely go again. But for a two-day thing, you know, I spent 2 days traveling there and 2 days traveling back. 4 days of traveling just to go to something for 2 days, and it's just not worth it. But if it was longer, yes, if it was longer, definitely I would. All right. Chris also sent a picture of himself. There he is. Yes, on the third page. Now, everybody who has written us, we have sent your verification reports, and some of you actually are receiving some other stuff in the envelope as well. Of some of our past QSLs that are on a 4x6. So do let us know when you get it. All right, I've been talking now way too long, so I think it's time we have a little bit more music. So we're going to listen to, and this is a request that we had that came in 3 weeks ago. I know we're only getting to it now, and unfortunately I don't even remember who sent it, but they wanted to hear Perry Como and a song called... Hoop-dee-doo. I don't know what it is, but it always sounds like, when I hear that title, it sounds like I've just stepped in something. Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters and Hoop-dee-doo here on your program, Happy Station.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo. I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee. This kind of music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo. It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight. When there's a trombone player, I get a thrill. I always will. When there's a concertina stretched about a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays a tune so sweet. Plays a tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-doo,
hoop-dee-dee,
hoop-dee-dee.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Oh, hoop-dee-doo,
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 hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
When there's a trombone playing,
ha ha ha,
gets a thrill.
I get a thrill, I always will.
He always will when there's a concertina
stretched about a mile, I always smile.
You'll see him smile,
'cause that's my style.
That's style.
When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a real high plays a tune so sweet.
Plays a tune so sweet that we could die.
Ah, yes, spin me to the floor and to hear me yell for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy. Higher than a kite. We're in clover, we're in bloom. When we're dancing, give us room.
Hoop-dee-doo in it with all of our might.
Rain may fall and snow may come, nothing's gonna stop us from
hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it. Hoop-dee-doo in it tonight.
Perry Como and a bit of hoop-dee-doo with the Fontaine Sisters. and I didn't mean it to come out the way it just did. Funny little song. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station. Now, if you want to get in touch with us to receive our QSL card and everything else, I'll give out the email address first, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com, or you can write us via snail mail. We always enjoy getting those. In fact, some of the nicest letters, which, of course, they're all nice, many of them actually we've put up on the wall in the studio, and when the wall is complete, yes, complete, we will take a picture of it and post it, and then maybe you might see yours up there. The address is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road. That's S-A-N-M-I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao. That's B-A-N-C-I-A-O or B-I-N-X-I-A-O, depending on how you want to spell it. Taiwan 22070, and that is in the ROC. Once again, PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan 22070, and that is in the ROC. ROC, of course, stands for the Republic of China. Not to confuse with the People's Republic of China, which is China, if you know what I mean. We've had quite a few things going on over the past few weeks. First of all, we're moving into new space. Yes, we're actually in the process of moving into new space. For the simple reason that we just need more space. We will have, in the new location, which is actually not far from where I am now, two studios, one live and one for recording, and some office and administrative stuff. And we're also building up our FTP and server capacity. And this year, hopefully, knock on wood, we will have our own phone app ready. It's something that we have been working on for some time. As you're probably aware, most of our programs, are on a phone app called Stitcher, Stitcher Smart Radio. And we had a listener in the United States by the name of Chris Friatis, who said, you know, you should come up with your own app. And that got us thinking, and this was about 2 years ago. So we've actually looked at some designs from a design company that is working on it for us. And my thing with an app was I wanted to make it user-friendly. Very user-friendly. Because there's some apps out there that after a while you just go, oh, it's too complicated and I'm losing interest. So we wanted to make it user-friendly and very, very well easy to use, obviously. So that's what we have been doing. I've been looking at a couple of designs. And the other important thing is that the audio and the video content that we will have needs to load quickly. It needs to load quickly. On Stitcher Smart Radio, believe it or not, if you actually download the app and have it in your phone, to listen is actually faster than listening through our website. Because if you click on any of the programs, I don't know, say something like Switzerland in Sound, right? You click on it, it will start playing literally. You can download the whole thing within seconds. That's how fast it is. So we're trying to come up with something in that nature that can be fast, quick, and efficient. Because we do know that there are a number of people out there right now who do listen to our programs online, as well as through the other means that we distribute as well. So we'll keep that up to date. Now, we've had a couple of questions that have been coming in about the relays that we have been doing through WRMI's new relay station in Okeechobee, which was previously owned by Family Radio, which is that like 13 transmitter site with all those 22 antennas. As you're probably aware, we did them for 4 weeks. And some people have been asking if we're going to do it again from Okeechobee. Well, we have to wait and see what kind of response that we got. Now, we did get a lot of emails that came in from them, but we're waiting before everything else comes in. Now, when I say that, because a lot of people are writing via snail mail. And while it's true, normally letters between Taiwan and the United States actually are quite fast, sometimes 2 weeks. We've been getting them, I mean, programs from December 22nd. We're actually now just starting to get them in. So we will go through them. And if there is, you know, a big enough response, we will definitely, definitely do it again. And the frequency that we were using for those tests, 11880, was covering a rather large area. Surprisingly, we got some reports from Europe from people that said they were able to tune into that. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed, and we may do it again. A couple of weeks ago, we announced some winners for the new Texan PL880 that we gave away. And we did have two winners, one in India. And he's going to be receiving his radio after the Chinese New Year. Now, we're going to take a listen to another song. And then when I come back, I'll tell you why he's receiving it after Chinese New Year and why some of you who have won other things will receive it after Chinese New Year. But first, here's Charlie Pride, and Is Anybody Going to San Antone?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Mr. Charlie Pride, and Is Anybody Going to San Antone? Now, the winner that we had of the PL880... as I told you, and I told him in the email when he won, he'll have to wait till after Chinese New Year to get it. And that's because, well, every time, and this is actually a time of the year that it's kind of a little bit annoying, but December and January, and usually until the beginning of February, is a big holiday season. Now, many of you are just celebrating Christmas and New Year's, and then it's over, and then you don't have to wait for another year to just start the whole process again. But here we have Christmas, New Year's, going from 2013 to 2014, and then we start Chinese New Year. Not exactly right away, but things kind of slow down, let's say, and kind of almost, you know, shut down. Now, Chinese New Year's Eve is actually this Wednesday, the 29th, and goes from the 29th until the 4th, and then on the 5th, everybody is sort of back to normal. But usually before the 29th, people like to get things done and get them out of the way as soon as possible. Now, I'll give you an example. In my area where I live, there was a notice posted 2 weeks ago. That said, on the 18th of January, between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., anything you have, you can dump at the corner of the street, and it'll be taken away if you're spring cleaning, which is what's called spring cleaning, okay? Now, we're talking about things, big things. There were beds, there were tables, there were chairs, there were sofas. There were, anything that you can imagine people were throwing away, that's what they do. And we do this here in Taiwan, not just in Taiwan, but in other parts of Asia as well, usually just before Chinese New Year. And it was really interesting because I went out that day, last Saturday, probably around like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time I got back at 9 o'clock in the evening, stuff was piled. It was just piled there. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I do have some stuff that I need to. I had an old sofa that was, I was meaning to get rid of it for a long time and just never did. So I dumped that. And a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, I took the dogs for the walk. And this pile of junk and stuff kind of stretched clear right around the block. By 7:30 the next morning, everything was gone, and there was no trace of anything ever being there. It was like little elves came out at some point and cleared everything up, cleaned up the street. I mean, everything was gone. And I took a before and after picture, which I've posted at on my Facebook page. And I said, yeah, it's only 6 hours later. There's no trace that anything was there. And then on Sunday, it was the same thing. So what they do is they do districts on certain days. And they will continue to do this. It starts on the 11th of January this year. And will continue to go right until the 26th, which is today, Sunday. Or it could be Sunday when you're hearing the show, but the 26th of January. And then that's it. And then if you didn't have any, if you forgot to throw something away, and you didn't, because some people don't, you have to wait till next year to do it. So everything, like I said, changes at this time of year. Now, Texan, which is based in China, because they also have Chinese New Year coming up as well, they try to fulfill all the backlog of stuff that they had to send out in December, because they had many orders just before Christmas, too many that they just couldn't fulfill, as well as retailers and stuff like that. So they said, look, we can't get it out until after Chinese New Year because we're still backlogged on everything from December and January. So don't worry, Rashish, you will get it. Don't worry. It's just going to be after Chinese New Year. And I think it's funny. I try not to organize anything around this time of year because it's just impossible. You know, I was planning to go somewhere this Chinese New Year, but I can't for two reasons. First of all, I have a TV special that I'm doing in Taiwan on, we're doing it on the 29th of next week, actually, the 29th, from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m., a TV special that I'm doing here. And I've been busy rehearsing that and making sure everything is going to be fine for it, and that should be, it should be a lot of fun. But doing a four-hour TV, I'm not going to call it an extravaganza, because we don't have the budget for that, but we're trying to make it look like one at least. And then I thought, well, you know what, I'll take a couple of days and then I can go traveling, but then I have some other TV gigs coming up. And then also, you try to get a flight. Really, it is near to impossible to get a flight in Taiwan during Chinese New Year. A couple of friends of mine have flown to Europe. They're leaving, they left on the 24th. Now, normally a ticket, return ticket from Taipei, let's say to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, will be around 30,000 Taiwan dollars. But because they're traveling during Chinese New Year, that ticket price is now 70,000 Taiwan dollars. I even tried to look just to head to Hong Kong for like a couple of days or Singapore or something, and there's no tickets available. No tickets available. But anyway, like I said, I have way too many things that I have to do right now, so I'll just have to put it off for a bit. All right, time for more music right now. We're going to take a listen to Celine Dion with a song called I Drove All Night, and you may remember a couple of months ago, we played another version of the song by Roy Orbison, and somebody asked me, they said, which is your favorite? And to be honest, it's hard to tell because I actually like them both. I Drove All Night, Celine Dion. Celine Dion, I Drove All Night, a song actually that I've been listening to a lot this week. I like to cycle. I like all two-wheeled vehicles. And I mean, I have three motorcycles, which I love taking out in the summertime. And I also have a bicycle, a very nice bicycle, that I use only in the winter. And you're saying, Keith, you're crazy. You're only used to it in the winter. But you have to understand, our winters are very different from North American or European winters or winters in other parts of the world. The last thing I want to do is cycle when the temperature is like 30 degrees plus outside or 40. And we actually have a lot of very nice bicycle trails here in Taiwan. In fact, you can cycle from Taipei all the way to Kaohsiung, which is the second largest city here, by bicycle. It's quite a distance. I mean, okay, if you drive by car, it's around 5 hours. If you take six hours, but if you take high-speed train, it's only like 3 hours, 45 minutes, so it's half the time. But, I've been listening to this song. There are certain songs that I program on my iPod, and one of my cycling friends on Facebook said to me, what do you listen to when you cycle? I said, oh, real mixed bag of things. I load a whole bunch of songs and hit shuffle, but they're all sort of connected by tempo. You know, I like the up-tempo numbers because it kind of keeps me going. So I Drove All Night, The Israelites, Desmond Dekker, Morrissey, Every Day is Like Sunday, Frank Sinatra, Luck Be the Lady, Hello Dolly, Ella Fitzgerald, Coldplay. Yes, I mean, it's a real hodgepodge of stuff. And like I told you before, I listen to practically everything. But the other day, when I was cycling, it wasn't too far. I only had to go like 6 kilometers, which I can do in about 15 minutes. It took a lot longer because of the wind. Now, this year, again, like every winter in Taiwan is incredibly depressing. We just had the coldest day in, I think, in the last 15 or 20 years. It went down to 8 degrees. Now, that doesn't sound... It's actually not cold. It's quite comfortable. But with the dampness in the air, it feels like a lot more. And, of course, then when it's windy. So, I was driving and... oh, my God. It was just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Especially this one bridge that I had to cross. The wind... going across Da'an Bridge, which is not too far away from here, was just absolutely incredible. It was just absolutely incredible. And it slowed me down, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to find a cafe somewhere and go spend an hour or two in there, which is exactly what I did. But then, of course, as the night went on, it got colder, and I still had some time to go. But anyway, yes, I do know people right now that are cycling... in North America, where parts of North America have been in a deep freeze, and they're still taking out their bicycles. And I know that a lot of people would say, well, you're crazy. But actually, you know what? When you're cycling and you're wearing something warm, and because you're exercising, you actually start feeling warmer doing it. So you don't really notice the cold that much. But I'm planning a couple of trips next summer. One is a cycling trip that I'm going to do in Indonesia on Bali Island, which should be interesting. I've been to Indonesia before. Bali Island I've been to a couple of times, and it's a beautiful place to cycle, actually. Quite bad, it should be fun. And my other trip scheduled for next summer is a motorcycle trip around Taiwan, which I've done before. And I enjoy doing the long motorcycle trips every now and again. I always take a different route, because you get to see interesting things that you normally would not see if you're traveling by car. And the last time I did that, the first time I did it, we went to Kenting, which is in the south, and we just took the national roads, which is boring as you can imagine, but it's quick. The next year, we did it through the mountains, the Yangmingshan Mountains, the mountains that are in the eastern part of Taiwan. And that was certainly much more interesting. See some monkeys. And that's always quite fun to see. Yes, we do have monkeys here. And there's certain... You know how in parts of Canada, and other parts of the world, or even Australia, they put up signs like, you know, caution, kangaroos could be crossing here, or moose or deer or whatever. Here we have, and I'm not kidding, on certain roads, signs warning people about monkeys crossing the road. And a funny story that happened to a friend of mine about 3 years ago. He and his family went camping in the Anmingshan Mountains. So they found a spot, they put up the tent, and they decided, well, we're going to go into the little town to buy some provisions, some water and some food and all that. Well, they did that after they put everything up, and they came back, and everything that they'd put up was torn down and spread all over the place because a family of monkeys decided to come along and play with their camping equipment. Well, let's just say their camping trip was cut short. They were planning to go for 3 days, and they came back only a few hours later because the tent was completely destroyed. So when people say the cheeky monkey, trust me, monkeys are cheeky. The other day, a friend of mine who's a photographer based in Singapore, he was in Cambodia. And he posted a video because he was doing a photo shoot. And all of a sudden, these monkeys came up because they're zooming around people, right? These monkeys came out and were going after the laptop and other camera equipment. So the cheeky monkey is exactly an appropriate term for them. They're fun anyway. All right, time now for more music. Here is a singer from Cameroon. His name is Henri Dikonogé, and the song is called Françoise.
Françoise oh, so bene well isane. Amuna wo, a Françoise oh, so bene well isane. O mabu sete, mi bumba mongo, tu kapenso dute a wunu lami. O mawa satemba kwiri wenge, ongele so makaka kanemasu. O mabu sete, mi tako mongo. Si bise pour les mamans, Dolo Motiti Monin, Dolo Motiti Massango à Françoise. Dolo Motiti Monin, Dolo Motiti Massango, c'est la tête. Amunawo, à Françoise, Amunawo, elle est gagnée. Dolo Motiti Monin, Dolo Motiti Massango, c'est la tête.
Amunawo, Françoise, Amunawo, Emekeme, Dolomo titi moni, dolo mo titi masango se de dupe. Dolo mo titi moni, dolo mo titi mila se de dupe. Dolo mo titi moni, dolo mo titi masango se de dupe.
All right, very nice song to end today's program. Well, not exactly, because we have one more before we go, which is actually in a few minutes. Yes, very quickly, just to tell you that a few weeks ago, this show has now started airing in Port Moresby, the capital of Papua New Guinea, from 1330 to 1430 UTC through the Radio Australia FM transmitter in the capital at 101.9 FM. So, good evening to all our friends in Port Moresby. Hope you're enjoying us, and do write us. And, you know, we're trying to organize a trip down there. You know, we've done shows from other places before, and I think it would be fun to do one from Papua New Guinea. So if you want to take part in the show, do let us know. PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com. Anyway, also hello to our good friends in Taiwan, New Zealand, in Germany, and the United States. We're going to leave you now because it's time to go. Yes, time has run out. It's time to say Avida Zane and everything else. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron. Oh, we're going to end today, by the way. See, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to end with Astro Gilberto and the James Last Orchestra with Samba do Soho. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, Avida Zane, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Like a boa, walking by the door. Now we're getting down in Soho. Send those beats and no problem.